But I'm sure I'm sure there must be some informal mentoring goes on that if you've got a sergeant goes, or a new sergeant goes into, say, Pomperow, if he's having difficulties, he'd bring an experienced person such as Greg or Andrew and talk about the issues. Does that sort of thing go on?
On the Western Cape, yeah, there's a lot of conversation between Cow and Yama. The officer in charge is Cow and Yama, Pomperow, Aracoon and Weeper, because, as I was going to say, is that it's very dynamic and they're a very transient population in the sense that because of house openings, tombstone openings, funerals. And so what you'll have is you'll get people from Pomperow will come to Aracoon, and the bottom part of Aracoon is related to the top part of Pomperow. So you've got this interaction going on. So you might have a problem, an issue that arises in Aracoon, and you need to look at it and have a look at who the stakeholders and the key players are. And they're from Pomperow, and they've transposed a Pomperow problem to Aracoon. Usually it's the other way, Aracoon transposing a Pomperow, Aracoon problem down to Pomperow. And so it can be a confusing sort of event. But the other issues too is that Aracoon, you've got Groot Island. Over on Groot Island, there's three major factions over there. And there's factional fighting within that. But the trouble is that in Aracoon, you talk to the officer in charge of Groot because you've got these names, you recognise the names, and these families over on Groot are actually fighting amongst each other. But in Aracoon, they're all living together harmoniously in one house. And so you've got, in the back of your head, you've got this thing where you get this information from Groot that there's problem, yet in Aracoon, there's no problem, and you've got to, you've got to police it the way you find it. But there is a lot of mentoring and there's a lot of communication between all the officer in charges.